This morning we have the zechus of starting Masechas Shabbos. Yasher koach to everyone who finished Masechas Brachos. And hatzlacha rabba to everybody as you begin your journey into Masechas Shabbos. So the Mishnah on Daf Beis begins as follows. Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two malachos de oraisa when it comes to the Baal Habayis who is on the inside of his home extending something outside, that also multiply and become four in the sense that there are two additional malachos dirabanan. Again, yitzios hashabos, shtayim shehein arba. The malacha of hotzah has two permutations, deoraisa for the baal habayis on the inside, two malachos dirabanan for the baal habayis as well. That equals four. Shtayim shehein arba befnim, v'shtayim shehein arba bechutz. Then I'm just going to read that one more time. Yitzayos HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim, V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. Ketzad, how does this work exactly? So we're going to now illustrate this further. Ha'ani Omeid Bechutz, U'Baal Habayis Befnim. The Ani stands outside, and the Baal Habayis stands on the inside. Pashat Ha'ani Es Yado Lefnim. If the Ani picks up something in the Rishus HaRabim, and he places it into the hand of the Baal HaBayis on the inside. V'nasan l'soch yado sh'Baal HaBayis. So that's one permutation. O sh'natal mitocha. Or if the Ani takes from the Baal HaBayis' hand on the inside. V'hotzi ha'ani. And the Ani takes it to the outside. Chayev. Under those cases, the Ani is chayev. U'Baal HaBayis pater. And the Baal HaBayis is exempt. Because the Baal HaBayis just stood there. And the Ani did both the Akira and the Hanacha. The Akira means to pick up something, and Hanacha means to put it down. So I apologize. I think it was a bit misleading in the way I explained the opening line of the Mishnah. The opening line of the Mishnah, which I'm going to elucidate one more time, really speaks more globally, and then the Mishnah goes on to give the particulars as it continues on. I'm not going to read everything again. I just want to read that first line for the sake of clarity one more time. Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba Befnim, V'Shtayim Shehein Arba Bechutz. That's the way the sentence should be read with clarity. If I'm not being clear, it's only because I had a very long nap on Shabbos afternoon. It's already 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So obviously I'm exaggerating a bit, but I am hopeful that the daf will be clear nonetheless. So that's the opening, and then the Mishnah has already explained how it relates to the Ani. And now the Mishnah goes on to explain how the malacha of Hotzah and Hachnasa apply to the Baal HaBayis. The Mishnah says, Pasha Baal HaBayis Yas Yado L'Chutz. If the Baal HaBayis takes a chifetz on the inside of the home, and he puts it into the hand of the Ani, v'nasan toch yado shel Ani, o shenatal misocha, or if the Baal HaBayis takes from the Ani's hand, v'hichnis Baal HaBayis, and he does a hachnas, and he brings it in. So in that case, Baal HaBayis chayev v'ani pater. The Baal HaBayis would be chayev, and the Ani who just sat there doing nothing, he would be pater. So in both cases, regarding the Baal HaBayis and the Ani, the Mishnah makes it clear. The one who does the Maisa Akira and the Maisa Hanacha, picking up something and putting it down, if you have both of those components, you are Chayav. And if you're just sitting there,
there has to be Havara together with that.
Obviously, when we talk about Akira and Hanacha, we're not talking about in your own home. We're talking about if you transfer Rishuyos. Thank you for helping me clarify that, Jackie. Your comments are always welcomed. And the, always welcome. This is being recorded. Okay, but anyways, these are the parameters of the Malacha de Oraisa of Hotzah. Akira and Hanacha, done by one person, and with Jackie's further help, of course, you are going mirishus lirishus. And now the Mishnah finishes off by sharing with us how it becomes dirabanan as well. The Mishnah says, Pashat ha'ani yes yado lifnim. If the Ani puts his hand, He takes it from outside and he brings something inside, but the nata bal habayis mitocha. But the yeah.
You were really right, Jackie. It's not always just the surrounding.
All right, well, it's okay, it's okay. I'll let Jackie, better let Jackie be right. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. So here, let's go again. So the Mishnah, again, is telling us over here, how does it manifest itself, de Rabbanan? So we'll read that line one more time. Pashada ani es yado lifnim. If the ani takes something from the Rishus HaRabim, and he brings it inside the Rishus HaYachid, but v'nata bal habayis mitocha, the ani does not place it down, but rather the bal habayis takes it from the ani's hand. In other words, what part of the malacha did the ani do? The ani did the akira, he took it out of the Rishus HaRabim. Did he place it anywhere? The answer is no, it was still in his hand. Who took it out of his hand? The Baal HaBayis. So that is an example of a half a job, a chatzi malacha. He did the akira without doing the hanacha. And in that case, as we'll see, that is only aser midirabanan. Oh, what's another permutation? Shenasan letocha, or if the Baal HaBayis puts it into the ani's hand in the Rishus HaYachid, vahotzi, and the ani brings it out. In that case, shneim peturim. When we use the word putter in Masechet Shabbos, we mean putter aval usser, meaning it is only usser dirabanan. In both of these cases, the ani did only half a job. In the first case, the ani did an akira in the Rishus HaRabim, and in the second case, the ani did a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim, but he did not do both. And the Mishnah makes it very clear, shneihem peturim. And then the Mishnah goes on. Now this from the perspective of the Baal HaBayis. Pasha Baal HaBayis es yado l'chutz. If the Baal HaBayis takes something from the Rishus HaYachid, brings it into the Rishus HaRabim, but he doesn't put it down. V'natal ha'ani mitocha, because the ani takes it from his hand. Oh, shenasan litocha, the ani puts it into his hand in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Baal HaBayis is not doing an akira v'hichnis, but the Baal HaBayis brings it in and puts it down. I'm sorry, yeah, and he does the hanacha. In this case, shneihem peturim. So sometimes when you read a Mishnah and it has many different cases, it can be a bit confusing, but this Mishnah is not really so confusing. The words make it more confusing than it really is. The kernel that emerges from this Mishnah is that if a person does an akira sachifet, he picks up an item in one rishus, and he does hanacha sachifet, he puts it down in a different rishus, that is the milacha de oraisa of hotzah. If he does only half a job, he only does an akira, someone else does a hanacha, or someone else does the akira and he does the hanacha, in that case the Mishnah says very clearly, they are both off the hook, midoraisa, but nonetheless held accountable, midirabanan. Shneihem peturim, as Rashi writes, dibor maschil shneihem peturim, it's the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, shneihem peturim, shelo asaha echa melacha shlema. Because when you only do one of two, so that's not considered to be a full melacha. Aval asurin lasos kein lechachila. That language is clearly indicating, according to Rashi, if you do an akira without a hanacha without an akira, what's the nature of the iser? It's only usser, no rabosai, dirabanan. Let me ask you a kasha. A person finds a geshmak, a piece of chelev. Chelev is usser de oraisa. And when you're talking about isurim of achila, you're generally dealing with an iser of a kezayis. So let's say a person wants to give in a shtickle, but they don't want to be violating an isser of eating chelev, so they only have a little nibble. So is that mutter? Is that aser d'rabanan? Is aser d'oraisa? So the answer is, that's what we call chatzi shir, aser, it's Gemar Maseches Yuma, chatzi shir aser min haTorah, correct? It comes up in Maseches Yuma in terms of eating on Yom Kippur. So the question that the Sfas Emes deals with is, why is it, when it comes to, let's say, eating a half a piece of chelev, when I say the word half, I mean a half a kezayis. If I eat half a kazayas of chaylev, it's aser de oraisa chati shir. And yet Rashi tells me over here, if I do only an akira, or if I do only a hanacha, it's only aser de rabbanan. Why isn't it a chati shir, aser min haTorah? It's a gashmak question. So what is the difference? What is the difference? But okay, the Isra of Chalev is eating a Kazayas of Chalev.
No, so the Chiyuv is if you eat a Kazayas, but the Isra is I'm eating anything.
That's interesting. You're assuming that when we speak about a Chatishir, and we say Chatishir Asa Daraisa, it's a subset of the parent Malacha. As opposed to it being just Chatishir is Asr Daraisa. It's the Isser is called Chatishir.
Neither Lacha was done by the Kashim Lacha was done.
Right.
The question is how much?
Okay.
The Malacha is defined as both.
Okay.
There's no Malacha.
Okay, so you're getting to something. So basically, the Svasema says, and the Yisod, you should keep in mind, as you go through Masecha Shabbos, there's a difference between a Chatishir and a Chati Malacha. Something you were machaving to, and Mr. Zamek, I'll give you the credit as well. So what's the difference? The difference is that when it comes to chatzi shir, so I think we can all understand this. Chaylev is chaylev, right? No matter if you're having an ounce of chaylev or a kazayis of chaylev, chaylev is chaylev. And therefore, it's usher no matter what. And we can make the same point regarding Yom Kippur. Even if you have only a crumb of cake, but it's still achila. It's still achila. As opposed to Shabbos, the malacha is defined by the complete act. And if I just do an akira, and I don't follow with a hanacha, or I just do a hanacha, I don't follow it by an akira, it's nisht hotzah. It's not called the malacha of hotzah. Hotzah, you only become in the geder of hotzah if you do both an akira and a hanacha. And that's why if you lack any of the ingredients of the malacha, so that would not be considered usur at all. For example, you know, if a person takes, let's say, borer, right? You know that you're supposed to take the good from the bad, the food that you want as opposed to the food that you don't want. So if you take the food that you want, so why do you call that a chatzi shir asa daraisa? You took half of it, right? When you sort through something, you're taking or leaving. But the answer is because I take the good, so that's not the malach of borer. It's bechlal not borer. It's just eating what I want to eat. So that's the same thing as it applies to the malacha of Shabbos, of hotzah, and it's a klal gadol. That's the seventh parak of Shabbos, but it's a klal gadol to keep in mind the difference between a chatzi shir and a chatzi malacha. Yeah. Right, so because with everything in the Torah, the Isurim of the Torah carry with it a shir. So that's part of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of shiurim, that in order to formally violate something, you have to hit a certain threshold. So that's part of the, when we talk about the fact that all shiurim are Mitzrayim, that's part of what we're learning, is that it could be the act is in fact the act, even on something smaller, but the threshold remains at a kazayas or whatever else the iser is that you're speaking about.
Aren't some of the malachos really avinas, like I'm tearing
right.
to sow it?
Right, so that would be the similar idea. In other words, if you're tearing shelo avinas to sow, for example, litfor, so that would be a good point. At some point, Chazal felt the need to interject derabanan, which is why it's derabanan here. Right, note that if you do an akira without a hanacha without an akira, it's not mutter lechachila. The Mishnah is saying it's still aser derabanan, but what the Sas Emes is explaining is why it remains only derabanan and not a doraisa. Because if you're not doing the whole malacha, it's nishta malacha at all. Tosos Dibra Masli Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shin Arba begins by asking an important question just structurally in Masecha Shabbos, because there is a great deal of focus on Hotzah, but the truth is it does not really fit with the rest of the structure of Masecha Shabbos. Masecha Shabbos deals in the beginning with Erev Shabbos Dinim, and then it moves on to the Malachos. The Malachos, as I mentioned before, Perek Klal Gadol, it's Ayin Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. So why is it that much of the beginning part of Masecha Shabbos deals with the initial parts, Erev Shabbos, like for example, the Mishnah talks about a tailor not going out with a pin in his pocket because he might come to carry it on Shabbos itself, but we're talking about already Erev Shabbos. So why is it that the Mishnah starts off with the Malacha when the real Malachos are not taught until the seventh Perek? That's Tosus's Kasha. Dibra Mathli Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shin Arba Hiksha Riva. The dine hotzos Shabbos hayolo l'shan l'shanos gabe avos malachos achar perek klal gadol l'kaman. Says the Riva, this Mishnah is out of place. It really belongs in the seventh perek in the context of all the malachos. Dehasam kitani avos malachos mem chaserachas. Over there, the Mishnah tells us we have 39 malachos, the ketani hotzal lebasof, and the very last towards the end, the malacha of hotza is listed. V'havi lelahaschil keseder bedevarim keseder. The Mishnah should have started in order bedevarim demari bi'arav Shabbos mi be'od yom. The Mishnah should have started with things which are relevant to Erev Shabbos. Kigol, no yatza chai b'machto. That's the example I mentioned before, that a tailor shouldn't go out with a pin, because he might forget. Samach lecha sheicha. He might forget and walk out with such a pin on Shabbos itself. Ein shorin dayo v'simanim. A person should not soak certain things. Ve'ein solin basar v'acharka. And so those are all issues that relate to Erev Shabbos. And then we have the second parak of Shabbos, which deals with the halachos of licht, right? V'achar kach b'mem alikin, v'kira b'matomnin, then issues relating to setting up the stove for Shabbos. Shehem devarim hanoa gimim chashecha. Those are things that relate to the sunset time. V'achar kach b'mem behema b'mem isha yotza. Devarim hanoa gim b'Shabbos atzmo. And then we should speak about things that are relevant to what a person can wear on Shabbos. V'shuv avos malachos shel Shabbos. So that would have made a lot more sense, says Tosfos. And we've seen other mesechtas as well, that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was editing the Mishnah and putting them in the order that he did, so he tried his best to create a chronological order in terms of celebrating or observing the day. Kimoshe Matzino B'Psachim, Demascha B'Lel Yudalid, the first Mishnah Meseches Psachim, right, is Or La Basar, that talks about the night of Erev Pesach, V'Shuv B'Yudalid, and then talks about the day of Yudalid, V'Shuv B'Shchitas Psachim, Shuv Ben Arbayim, and then it goes on to talk about the Korban Pesach, which is later on in the day, V'Achar Kach Shonam Ma'achilas Psachim, Shuv B'Laila, V'Chim B'Yuma. Similar when it comes to Meseches Yuma, Maschil B'Zayin, Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim. The first Mishnah talks about the 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur. V'achar kach be'erev Yom Kippur, v'achar kach leil Yom Kippur. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, as a general rule, did in fact set up the Mishnayos in a chronological order. This Mishnah seems to be out of place. So Tosfos is going to answer three different suggestions. V'tiritz, the answer that is first given, this is from the Riva himself. Tehotzah chavivalei lakdume. Hotzah is very special to us. Why? Mishum de mimishna zu shmainon kama devarim. From this one Mishnah, we learn many different halachos. Hotzah v'achna da'ani v'ashir. The concept of hotzah nachnas as it relates to the one outside. The ani is the one outside. Ashir is the one inside. V'debay akira v'hanacha. It only require akira and hanacha. Interesting, Jack. It doesn't say havara. Vishnayim Shasua Paturim. We also learned that if two people are involved in an action, remember we talked about one fellow does the Akira, another does the Achnasa, they are exempt because it's called a malacha that's done in unison, and that's not sufficient from the malacha d'oraisa perspective. V'yado sh'odam chashuvolo kedal adali. The fact that if the ani puts the chafetz into the hand of the balabais, that's considered putting it down, even though the hand is not really a large place. All of these are chidushim that emerge from this Mishnah. V'yado shel adam eina loker shesayach lo shkushus harav. Even though usually speaking, we don't think about a hand as having a din of a reshus. So there's so many beautiful halachos that emerge from this Mishnah. So says the Riva, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put it first. That is the approach of the Riva. The Rabbeinu Tam mifarish, Rabbeinu Tam explains differently. The davar hahove ragil hashas lishanos techila. That's something that is what is hove, common. Things which are common are taught first. So hotza is a very common malacha, which of course is somewhat ironic nowadays, because We live in communities with a Reuven where we seldom come into contact with a Malacha of Hotzah. But in those times, they didn't have as many as a Reuven as we do, so it was more common. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put it first. And we see that also Rabbi Yehuda Nasi also thought along those lines when structuring the Mishnah. So we see that in Maseches Bava Kama, V'chem in Maseches Bava Kama, Hashur v'Habor Hamave v'Haver, V'lo Naka Keseder HaParsha. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi switched around which of the Dalet and Zikin are taught first, going by the most common one, even though it's not correct from the perspective of the Pasuk. V'chem Mefarish Rav Haigon, Dalet Tzrichim Lohodos. We see this also regarding the four people who have to bench Gomel, Beperek HaRoa, Delo Nakar Hashas Keseder HaPasuk. We see that there are times where we list things out of order as they come up in the Pasuk for the sake of what happens most often. By the way, pedagogically speaking, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you want to draw people into learning, you don't start with the most theoretical abstract cases, you start with the most halakha l'maisa case. So from this perspective, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was making a very wise move. He wanted to draw people into the beauty of Maseches Shabbos. So let's talk tachlis. Let's talk about what is most relevant. Additionally, this is the last of the narrow lines. Ve'od mefarish abinu tam de pasach b'yitzios mishum debay lememar lo yatza hachayip b'machto afal, I'm sorry, lo yetze hachayip b'machto afal gav de lo shana hamelabin. And even though there are other examples regarding things that you should not do Erev Shabbos, such as washing, Mishum Einosin Kelim Lakoves, Velo Hamavir, Mishum Bametomnim. In other words, we touch upon other malachos also when we speak about our Erev Shabbos preparations and considerations. Nonetheless, as Rabbeinu Tam, if we're going to speak about the tailor leaving with the pin, we have to first start talking about the malacha of Hotzah. Why? The answer is Hotzah, Hotzorach Lashanos, Tfei. We have to talk about Hotzah first. This is a yesod as well. Mishum de malacha geruahi. It is an inferior malacha. Not because we have a Reuven. It has nothing to do with the malacha gerua dimension. So what makes Hotzah malacha gerua, an inferior malacha? So there are two approaches in the Rishonim regarding this matter. Tosos himself in Dibur HaMaskel, Pasha Balabaisis Yado, says that there really is no difference if you think about it. If you take a chefetz from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, which is Aser Doraisa, or if you take a chefetz from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, I go from my home to someone else's home, mi Doraisa, that's fine. But I did the same malacha, I transferred an item from one location, one domain to another domain, and that's mutter. Assuming you have other Eruvin in place, but it's fundamentally mutter, it's not a malacha of Hotzah. But yet, if I take something from inside and I go outside, Aser Doraisa, the difference is so negligible. So that's why it's called a Malacha Geruah. Other Rishonim explain a little bit differently, and I think this is an important factor to keep in mind when you speak about Malachos of Shabbos. Other Rishonim, the Meiri, and others explain that there is nothing changing in the Chefetz itself. There's no inherent improvement that you're adding into the item. A tailor who goes out with his pin, so it's the pin inside his shop and it's the pin outside his shop. The pin doesn't change. In many other areas of malachos, there is enhancement to the body of the item, right? Borer, you have wheat and chaff. So when you're able to sort through it, it's a better food because now all of the psoles is gone. And in many other malachos as well, ofe, you take a raw piece of dough, you bake it. It's a geshmaka piece of bread. So there is inherent value added to the item. So then for sure it's going to be a malacha. But hotzah, it's the same item. What difference does it make where I find it? Since there's no added value in the item itself, it's considered to be a malacha geruah. Parenthetically, Rav Hirsch has a beautiful idea. Just in general, when we talk about malachos on Shabbos, so we say, well, we should stop work on Shabbos the same way the Eibishter did, because for 6 days the Eibishter was busy sweating and working, and he rests on Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shlom never sweat, not even one bead of sweat. What was the Ribbono Shel Olam doing during the 6 days of creation that we're told not to do on the seventh day? Says Rav Hirsch, the Ribbono Shel Olam was active in Bria, in creation, in creativity. creativity is what is not allowed on Shabbos. Not simply work. If a person moves boxes all day back and forth, we talked about this yesterday in the shiur, you would not be violating any of the lamitas malachos. When we speak about malachos, we speak about enhancement. We speak about creativity. And that's why we consider hotzah to be a malacha geruah. There's nothing creative added. It's simply the same pin. One time it was in the shop, and now it's outside. It's a malacha geruah. And that might also explain why, when it comes to hotzah on Shabbos, we uniquely need a pasuk. The Gemara in a Perek HaZorek is going to ask, where do we know that hotzah is asur from? Why do I need a pasuk? The Gemara never asked that question regarding Borer. Never asked that question regarding Tokhe. Never asked that question regarding Osa Shtei Bate Nirin. Never asked the question regarding a pasuk. However, when it comes to the malach of hotzah, why need a pasuk? So the answer is, it's a malach of geruah. And since it's a malach of geruah, Chazal felt it necessary to bring a pasuk to show you why it's asur. What is the pasuk? So Rashi already in the Mishnah points out that when they were collecting for the Mishkan, Moshe sent out the word on Shabbos, stop bringing the material. We have what we need. So he said, stop bringing from your homes to the Mishkan via the Rishis HaRabim. So we see that the Malacha is in fact found in the Torah itself, and it's going to be important in just a moment or two. What was that act that the Torah speaks of? It was an act of Hotza'ah, bringing from the Rishis HaYachid to, through Rishis HaRabim, ultimately into the Mishkan, or the collection area for the Mishkan. So that's the insight of Rabbeinu Tam regarding a Malacha Geruah. Again, the Riva asked the Kasha, why is this Mishnah taught out of order? There are three answers given. Number one, Riva himself suggests it's a Mishnah Chaviva. We learn out so many beautiful halachos in the Mishnah. Number two, Rabbeinu Tam says it's most common, and common items are taught first. And last, Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Malacha Geruah, and therefore the Mishnah starts with this particular Malacha. Now let's delve into the Gemara, the last line on Beis Amin Aleph. Yes, please.
Public service announcement. Thank everybody for participating in the SEAM yesterday, both participating and especially the sponsors and everybody who helped out. Reminder, tomorrow morning, the shiur is at 5:25, Hannes Esther 5:25, but everybody's welcome to bring their coffee or whatever they want to eat during the shiur, because the fast starts at 6:04. And finally, for those of you who are not on our DAF, Yomi B'nai Shur email list, it's cbydaf@gmail.com. Please send me an email and we can add you.
Kaddish de Rabbanan. Okay, Tanan Hasam. So the Gemara says as follows, the last line on Beis Amin Aleph, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos. It's actually the opening Mishnah. Shavuos Shtayim Shehen Arba. There are two types of Shavuos that are clearly mentioned in the Torah itself, and Chazal are able to extrapolate from the Psukim an additional two types of Shavuos that are Aser De'oraisa. So two that are clear from the Pasuk, two that are added on, turning out to Beis Amin Beis. Yedios Hatama, we similarly have this concept regarding a person who was Tamei and either eats Kachim or walks into the Beis HaMikdash. So that also presents itself two clear Isurei De'oraisa. Shayim Shein Arba, but Chazal are able to extrapolate from the Psukim an additional two Isurei De'oraisa as it relates to being Tamei, entering the Beis HaMikdash, eating Kachim, things along those lines. Maros Negaim Shnayim Shein Arba. We similarly have two types of Negaim De'oraisa. Chazal, clearly De'oraisa. Chazal are able to extrapolate and add on another two De'oraisa. Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Yitzios HaShabbos 2. Chazal are, where the rabbis are able to extrapolate and it becomes 4. So the Gemara says, one second. That's the Mishnah and Shavuos, and this is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, there are Shnayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shnayim Shein Arba Chutz. There were 2 and 2. We had a total of 8. This Mishnah is just teaching us 4. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Mishnah Hacha Ditani Beis Shein Dalid Bifnim Ubeis Shein Arba Bechutz. Why is our Mishnah speaking about 2 from the Bala Bais' perspective and 2 from the Ani's perspective for a total of 2 Doraisa, but 2 Dorabanan makes it 8 in total? And yet in the Mishnah and Shavuos, it only speaks about 4 in total. Does everyone understand the Kasha? The Gemara answers, Hacha de Iker Shabbos Hu, Tani Avos, Vitani Toldos. When it comes to our Mishnah, so we're, this is Maseches Shabbos, so it elucidates all of the different factors, the Avos and the Toldos. Hasam Delav Iker Shabbosu, Avos Tani, Toldos Lo Tani. But in regards to Maseches Shavuos, it's not the focus of the Masechta, so it only speaks about the Avos, it doesn't speak about the Toldos. So the Gemara asks further, Avos my nihu. What are the Avos that this Mishnah and Shavuos is referring to? Yitzios. It's talking about the Malacha d'Oraisa is Hotzah. That's what I mentioned before. The Pasuk, which the Gemara brings, is a Pasuk regarding Hotzah. So that's going to be considered the clear, bona fide Malacha d'Oraisa. So how many Yitzios are there? How many Yitzios are there? The answer is there's two. The Yitzia of the Balabayas and the Yitzia of the Ani. Viotzios tre havyan. There are only two, yet the Mishnah Shavuos lists how many? Four. So the Gemara says, well, v'chitema mehen l'chiyuv u'mehen liftor. Well, maybe the Mishnah Shavuos is teaching that there are two malachos d'oraisa of Hotzah, and there are two others that are only d'rabbanan, so two, which makes four. But that's problematic. Why is that problematic, gentlemen? All of the other cases in the Mishnah and Shavuos are talking about d'oraisas. Remember, I said two explicitly from the Torah, and then an additional two d'oraisas that Chazal were able to see in mine from the Psukim. So the Gemara says, "V'ha dumya demaros negam ketani." But the reference to Shabbos is similar to the other references, such as the Negaim reference. Mahasam kulu l'chiyuva, afhacha nami kulu l'chiyuva. But just like the other cases, all are de'oraisa, so too, regarding Shabbos, they should all be aser de'oraisa. Ella amar Rav Papa, hacha. So Rav Papa says, let's give a different answer to explain why regarding Shabbos we have so many cases, and regarding the Mishnah Shavuos it's just two that become four. Ella amra papa, hacha de ikar Shabbos hu, when it comes to Shabbos in our Masechta, tana chiyuve upiture, we teach both the isure de oraisa, remember those are the cases of the akira and the hanacha by one yid, the hasa, and they also teach dirabanans, right, when you do an akira, not a hanacha. A hanacha, not an akira. Hasam in regarding Maseches Shavuos, the lav ikar Shabbos hu, chiyuvi tani, upitzuri lo tani. So when it comes to the Mishnah Maseches Shavuos, so we only teach the d'oraisas, we don't teach the d'rabbanans. So the Gemara pushes back here as well. The Gemara says, chiyuve, my niu. Well, you want to tell me the Mishnah Shavuos is only teaching us d'oraisas? So what are they? Yitzios, mido rice, the only thing which is clear and crisp from the Torah itself is Hotzah. Yitzios, tarti havyan, there only are two. So how do you get two, which is four? So the Gemara answers, shtayim dehotzah v'shtayim dachnasa. Two are reference to Hotzah, and additionally two is a reference to hachnasa. What's the problem with that? What's the language of the Mishnah and Shavuos? The Mishnah uses the language of Hotzah, exactly. The Gemara says, Baha Yitzios Kitani. But the word that the Mishnah and Shavuos uses is Yitzios, not Achnasos. Our Mishnah is much more clear. Okay, it elaborates a lot more, but the Mishnah and Shavuos only talks about Hotzah. So the Gemara says, Amravashi, Tana Hachnasa, Nami Hotzah Karila. The word Hotzah in the Mishnah in Shavuos, for example, it doesn't mean Hotzah, it's the exclusion of Ochnasa. It's the same idea, and it makes sense, right? It's the same Maisa. What difference does it make which direction I'm going in? If I go one way or the other, I go from outside in, out. Either way, it's the same Maisa. It's a Maisa of Hotzah. So therefore, the word Hotzah can be used interchangeably. So that's the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about two Malachos, d'oraisa of Hotzah, and it's talking about an additional two malachos d'oraisa of hachnasa, and that works beautifully with the rest of the examples of the Mishnah, where also the Mishnah lists the items that can be seen clearly d'oraisa in the psukim, and an additional two isurim that can be seen by Chazal, by mining the psukim, to also come up with d'oraisas, and that's exactly what we're saying now regarding hotzah and hachnasa. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do I know that that's the case, that sometimes the word hotzah can also refer to achnasa, miditnan, hamotzi mirashus lirashus. This is the malacha that's taught on Ayin Gimel. Hamotzi mirashus lirashus, chayev. So, nu rabosai, what word is used? What verb? Ha-motzi, right? Ha-motzi. And what's the language of the Mishnah? Mirashus lirashus. Which direction is it going in? The answer is? Either way. And the what verb is used? Hotzah. So we see that the word hotzah can refer to both a maisa, as we label it as hotzah, bringing it to the Rishus HaYachid, a Rishus HaRabim rather, and it could also be bringing from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, what we colloquially call achnasa, but more globally is still called hotzah.
Doesn't that imply that they're both avos?
What? Ah, so that's a big deal in the Rishonim. Our avos, when we talk about the av melacha of hotzah, is it only hotzah or is hachnas included as well? It's a machlokas rishonim. It's a very good point. So the Gemara again says, "Mimai, how do we know this is the case? Mi detnan amotzim rishus l'rishus chayev, mi lo askinan dekam ma'ayil rishus harabim l'rishus hayachid." Are we not talking about a case that someone takes something from the outside and brings it to the inside, which is hachnasa, but nonetheless, v'kakari le'hotzah, it's still called hotzah? So That is the limud that we are able to learn from the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. V'tama mai, what's the reason why? Kol akiros chifetz bimakomo, tana hotzah karila. Anytime you're picking something up and transferring the rishus, it's called hotzah. It's the generic term that can also refer to achnasa. That's the end of that previous point. Amar Avina, Masnisanami Dika, our Mishnah, Taka, makes the same diyuk. Masnisanami Dika, Dikatan Yitzios, right? How does our Mishnah open? Yitzios HaShabbos, and yet, who is the, what is the first case that is really mentioned? It's the first case that is mentioned is the case of Hachnasa. So we start with the word Yitzios HaShabbos, and then the Mishnah said, if you don't have to turn back the page, I'll read it to you. Ketad ha'ani omi b'chutz balabayis v'fnim, pasha da'ani es yado l'fnim, v'nasan l'soch yado shabalabayis. The fellow, the ani who's on the outside, is taking something from the outside and bringing it in. That's called a hachnasa. And yet the Mishnah started with the word hotzah. So you see, even in our Mishnah, we don't have to jump to Ayin Gimel, even our Mishnah itself, it's clear that the word hotzah can refer to both actions. Again, Amar Avina Masnisa Namidika Deketani Yitzios VeKamefarish Achnasa LaAlter Shnamina Taka. That's correct, and that's the way we would understand the Mishnah in Shavuos, talking about all Isurei Doraisa, two which are identified clearly in the Torah of Hotzah, and two which are added of Achnasa. Rava has a different way to touch up both the Mishnah in Shabbos and the Mishnah in Shavuos. Rava Amar Rishuyos Ketani. We've been focusing on the Maisa. The Maisa of Hotzah, the Maisa of Achnasa, but when we speak about Hotzah, we're really speaking about Rishuyos. There are, from the Torah's perspective, two Rishuyos. There is the Rishus HaRabim, and there is the Rishus HaYachid. And there are different permutations of how that looks when you transfer from one to the other. Rava Amar Rishuyos Ketani, Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. There are two Rishuyos. And that's the way to understand the Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos. There are two Rishuyos, which actually turn out to be four Melachos. Rishuyos Beis Shehen Arba. So that's another way of explaining the language of the Mishnah here. And Rashi would also tell you that that's the way you should understand the Mishnah on Daf Beis. We're not speaking about Ma'ase Melachos per se. We're speaking about different permutations of the Rishuyos that we have vis-a-vis the Melacha of Hotzah. Okay, Yashu Kalach, everyone. Thank you.